brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Sheeran!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome
to an exciting.
I was like, I've been left hanging.
No, you need a moment of suspense. But going back into our intro.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome
to an exciting, exhilarating, electrifying,
okay,
episode
of
the V
A
R
so
beep, 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 beep. I'm doing the Xerxes celebration.
He's legit doing the Xerxes celebration.
Yeah.
Which he shouldn't do because he knows the state of his team.
What
happened last week? You know, I'm not gonna say anything, you know, but it was a very sad time for him.
Despite the fact that it wasn't all that bad. I mean,
what do you mean?
Just ignore Sunday. Everything was fine.
Izuka was fine up until Sunday.
You know, it was so bad because I was watching the Man United versus Newcastle game.
Oh, gosh.
You know, it's one of those games where I automatically contemplated. But the thing is, you know, when it's big games, you don't think twice, especially because they are bigger games.
Yeah.
I was watching the match.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we went down first.
Mm.
And I was like, look, it's 1-0. There's reason for hope. The players are playing. Tactics look like they're tacticking.
Yes, yes.
So let's see what comes out. Maybe one or two players will get some inspiration. And eventually they did make a breakthrough. Garnacho came through with a nice goal on the left end with his left foot.
Yes, sir.
To manage to equalize. And then after that, I think the team got demoralized, which is quite frustrating, quite depressing.
Oh, okay.
All the words, you know.
Yeah. No, look. I do think that, especially when like facing a team like Newcastle,
yeah,
that's when you like sort of see the gap, you know, of like, okay, guys, this is what we should be going after.
But you know what's interesting? Because I was having a discussion with a couple of guys earlier in the day, and it was like one of the guys was actually DJ Stones.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, he's not on the show.
Yeah.
But we're having a discussion with DJ Stones, and we mentioned the fact that Newcastle didn't win because they were better than us. They won because we were trash.
Damn. Okay.
And so that's true. They didn't, bro. It's like, if I had to rate that match, I wouldn't rate it near a Man United versus Liverpool game or Man United versus Arsenal game. It wasn't even at that level. The goals were good. So bear with me. The goals were good. But I wouldn't compare it to a game where it's Man United versus Man City. No, it wasn't that level. The players were below par there.
So what you're saying is that Newcastle was facing a different Man United team?
Not necessarily. They're facing the everyday Man United team. That's the problem.
Not the one against Liverpool?
Not the one against Liverpool. They're versing the everyday Man United. Where, you know, we come in and we one goal down and everything is lost. Which I find quite interesting. Because you look at the Europa game where they were versing Lyon. There was quite some hearts there.
Yeah.
Lyon, I think, scored first. I'm trying to remember. Yes, Lyon scored first. So we were 1-0 down.
Yeah.
And then Euro scored a nice header which inspired a goal by Xerxes in the 90th minute. And unfortunately, Lyon came with a heartbreaking equalizer.
Man.
As much as I didn't expect it, what else would you expect?
Wasn't a bad result, though. I mean, you guys were away.
But if you think about it, bro, there's 5 minutes to tell me
that you
can't defend a goal
for
5 minutes.
Yeah. I hear you. Especially because you're away. So,
bro.
It should be
like, bro,
everyone.
Like you go to Lyon and you dominate them, you body them at France, bro.
Yeah, for sure. But even if I look at the Newcastle game, the stats are quite close.
Yeah.
I mean, the shots are quite close. The shots on target, you guys are just one shot. You guys had more possession.
Yeah.
You guys had more passes than them. Your passing accuracy was the same, but the fouls were like similar. Yeah, everything was basically similar. They just had more corners than you guys.
But yeah, to me, that's a game to forget.
Honestly. Yeah.
Honestly, that's a game to forget.
Yeah. But I do think that your team is improving.
And yeah.
Obviously, when you face teams like Newcastle, that's when you realize like the importance of quality. That the final third quality.
Exactly.
That's.
Yeah, like when the match, when we're 3-1 down, I changed the channel. Put DSTV off.
So you played FIFA after?
No, bro. I was probably like watching something. I don't
know.
Oh
my
gosh.
So even like left like football as a whole.
I probably went to watch YouTube, bro.
So you left football as a whole. You're like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not with it.
Okay, now to move on from that sad weekend, head by.
Man United.
Yes. Oh, wait. Quick ad break. Man City did well. We came back from 2 goals down at home against Crystal Palace, the team that always gives us problems.
I'm not going to lie. I was quite surprised. Not to say that I didn't expect you guys to beat Crystal Palace, but Crystal Palace can come in clutch. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
For me, that was kind of like...
Man.
I'm not a Man City fan, but it's kind of like, you know, we support top-level football, you know?
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah. You're always glad when That's when you like really see the true competitiveness of the league, of the Premier League.
Something I told someone yesterday, which was actually Tuesday, I find it quite interesting. But literally, I was laughing, I was making a joke, I'm saying, I'm banking on the fact that United is 14th place and probably going to be in UEFA Champions League next season.
It's
There's a possibility.
It's crazy to like think about it, but I guess actually sitting, you are in,
I was thinking
in
though,
a good place.
Would, like, say we were to win Europa, if we were relegated, say, to be relegated from the Premier League, does that mean we still get Champions League?
I think so. I don't think Europa has, like, I think that's the rule. If you win Europa, you get into the Champions League. Imagine, you'd be the first championship team to get into that championship.
To get into, we'll break records. Being relegated and joining the Champions League in one season.
How
Let's
is
go.
That crazy? And what if you win the Champions League and you get
word.
Promotion?
Yeah, look, now we're pushing it.
Okay.
We're pushing it there. Okay. But speaking about Champions League, this week...
Oh my gosh.
We're already into the second leg of the quarterfinals. PSG has made it through on aggregate, as well as Barcelona. But without taking the light away from, you know, the losing teams, let's speak about the fact that they still brought the fight to the matches.
No, they did. I mean, if there's one way to lose, it's this way.
Yeah.
So obviously, the two teams, Aston Villa and Borussia Dortmund, they both got the privilege of playing the second legs at home.
Yeah.
And before the matches, Aston Villa was trailing. So they lost the first leg 3-1. They lost the first leg 3-1. So in France. So coming to the second leg, which was in England, they were basically 3-1 down.
Yeah.
They're basically 3-1 down. And they fought. They fought quite well. And the best part about this is that, so in the second leg, they were 2-0 down again.
Ooh.
So now aggregate was 5-1.
Oh my word.
Aggregate was 5-1.
I'm
so
not
they,
lie. That's not very motivating.
Hey, so yeah, but you know, they scored one goal before halftime. Aggregate was now 5-2. And then probably halftime speech, Una Emery came clutch and they came out guns blazing.
Yeah.
And scored two more goals to win the match 3-2, but obviously lose.
Unfortunately, losing on aggregate.
Yeah. So they needed two goals, basically. They needed.
That must suck, especially like the one thing you want to avoid is playing a two-legged quarterfinal or semifinal, well, basically knockout round.
Yeah.
And you are 2 goals down. Yo.
Yeah, that's like starting from below.
Yeah,
below zero.
Bro. Because you not only have to score 2 goals to equalize, you have to score a third to win.
Yes.
So which means you're going to penalties or you're losing.
And doing that while trying to keep the other team quiet.
Oh, my word.
So you're trying to now not concede. Because if you concede, it honestly feels like 2 goals. So Aston Villa here did very well. This says a lot about their mental toughness.
Yeah.
And yeah, the game was quite obviously PSG dominating possession. Like PSG is turning into a primetime Luis Enrique Barcelona.
Bro, I still, because unfortunately I didn't watch, I was occupied, I didn't watch this second leg. Yeah. But I did watch the first leg.
Yeah.
Aston Villa was trying to push, but at some point, PSG just shut them down. I would commend Aston Villa because they were quite defensive.
Yeah.
But I think also in some way it did lead to their detriment. But they managed to keep PSG's midfield out of their box, which was I found it quite interesting. I mean, I could see they were making plays, passes to Vitinha. Vitinha couldn't move. That's so sad.
Locked out.
But Vitinha was like locked out. So if you look at their goals, they're actually coming from the wings. Dembele's goal was a run in. I don't remember exactly how it went, but I remember there was a run in. Something between keeper not catching the ball and stuff like that.
Oh, snap.
And yeah, he finished it in. And I remember the second goal was Doué, who came in, cut in from the side, from the left-wing flank, hit a beautiful curler that tipped under the bar.
Martinez, oh my gosh.
Martinez was fried, bro.
My gosh, but they actually played well.
No, they did.
They actually played well, and probably if they didn't face PSG, would have been saying Aston Villa is in the semifinals. But this PSG team is so good. That's what also makes me more excited for the semifinals.
Yeah.
Because now they are going to face either... I'm not sure exactly how the seeding will work.
Yeah.
But they're going to face either Bayern Munich, Inter Milan, Madrid, or Arsenal. So either way, it's going to be a good game.
Yo, bro.
Either way.
I'm just thinking, what you thinking? Because like, even looking at the Barca and Dortmund game, Dortmund also managed to turn things around
in the
second leg. Unfortunately, again, they didn't win. And obviously, we've known that this is a tactic in football. You also don't want to waste your players out in the quarterfinals. There's still bigger games to come. So they probably played a little bit relaxed, but just enough, you know, to...
That being Barcelona.
Yeah. So they obviously played just enough to keep themselves. But also, you play in Dortmund at home. That's not going to be an easy game.
Yellow wall. that crowd is insane.
It's crazy, bro.
That crowd is crazy. And Guressi scoring a hat-trick.
Bro.
Talk about primetime finishing.
That's crazy.
So Dortmund, I do feel that what caused them the downfall was just the score that they conceded in the first leg. It was just insane.
Yeah.
The 4-0, I mean. You've heard of stories. I mean, Barca, the one season, came back from a 4-0 deficit against PSG. The iconic 6-2. Aggregate.
Bro.
But those things only happen once in a lifetime.
Yeah, there's only one Messi in a lifetime. Yeah.
You have to have one Messi, you have to have one Neymar, one Iniesta, which is no team has.
No team has. Although Barcelona's team is looking quite clutch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they are necessarily replicating what once was Barca, but they have the quality of players that can...
This is the closest to...
Bro, it's the closest because you have Rafinha, you have... I think... Last time when I saw Balde was playing also a bit on the left flank.
Yeah,
so Balde's
the main. Balde's the main left
making
left
runs.
Left back now.
And then I saw a lot of bro.
You have Pedri, Gavi just came back. You have
Lamine Yamal is going crazy.
Yeah.
Like bro, I don't know if you saw the match, but in the first leg, the skill that he did on the edge of the line.
Bro,
his defender just nearly caught him, but unfortunately he couldn't because Lamine Yamal is just something else. If I was going up against that guy, I think I'm sitting that one out. It's very close to like trying to mark Ronaldinho.
For real.
Bro.
Who also plays like Messi a bit, who also plays like Neymar a bit, but yeah.
Yeah.
To put the cherry on top though, and I think the main difference in Barcelona from this season compared to Xavi's Barca, it's obviously, we have to admit, Hansi Flick as well.
Yeah.
Hansi Flick is
that guy's doing an amazing job.
I remember the season when Bayern Munich won basically everything. When they won 6 trophies. The season when they gave Barca 8-2.
I think that might have been 2019-20 season.
1920 was...
That was a horrific UEFA for Barca.
That was a crazy, 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 crazy Bayern Munich. That absolutely dominated in every sense. And I remember the coach was this guy, Hansi Flick. And after that season, what did he do? He went to go coach the German national team. So for me, I was like, this guy, I was like, damn. So when I heard he's coming to Barca, I was very excited. And he's clearly changed the team.
No, that was a very like primal Bayern Munich. Although I'm more of a fan of the older generation that came just before that.
Robin,
you know, the likes of your Iron Robin, Ribery. Yeah. Even though they won the UEFA in I think the 13th season.
Yeah.
13th season, but despite the fact they didn't necessarily win it after that, just until the 2019-20 season. Yeah. If you look at the football, the level of football that they were playing was peak.
No, that's Bayern Munich. That's the Bayern we know today.
That's the Bayern, except despite the embarrassing moments of Jerome Boateng, which will forever live in our memories. I can picture that still today. When this was, I think, two seasons after Bayern won the UEFA. Yeah, Messi just made a fool of that defense, eh?
The day he lost his... Yeah.
Yeah. And ever since after that, bro, it's like he lost aura. Like
he zoned out, bro. Before
this whole aura thing was a thing, you know, Jerome Boateng invented it.
He was the first guy to lose his aura.
Bro, he lost aura literally a few seasons after that. He was no longer really in the Bayern squad anymore.
Clearly,
it's crazy.
Clearly something happened.
Yeah.
But now to look at the second half of fixtures, because this was recorded on Wednesday. So that's before the second legs of Real Madrid versus Arsenal. And Inter versus Bayern Munich. We're gonna do some predictions, you know.
Oh, bro.
Obviously, going into this Arsenal game, I mean, they're 3-0 up. But the problem is, two problems. Number one is the team they are facing. The team they are facing is the most successful team in UEFA history with 15 trophies. And the second problem, which is, I believe, the biggest problem, is where this game is being played. Santiago Bernabeu. We know what has happened.
We've seen a lot of miracles happen. My only concern is, you know, this looks like it might be the end of an era.
Of the
as
streak.
In of a streak. The Undertaker is finally... The Undertaker has met Brock Lesnar. Now, I'm not counting Real Madrid out. I've seen crazy things. We've seen crazy things, and not just with Real Madrid, in football in general. Impossible situations turning around. But this one is looking too close.
All it takes for me, because Arsenal has never been there.
Yes, that is true.
They've never been there, and they haven't been in this stage of the Champions League for the longest of time.
Yeah.
So things, they can crumble. All it takes is Vinicius to decide that, okay, this is the day. That I'm bringing this thing.
For real, Vinicius and Mbappe.
Not only do they have Vinicius, but they have the man who almost ruined football in 2022. This guy almost ruined foot. Like, he almost destroyed, like, Thanos type stuff.
Bro.
All it takes is for those two guys to light up. Plus, there's still the guy that destroyed Manchester City, Rodrigo.
Bro.
There's still that guy that,
can
still do something crazy. So... I don't know. That's all I'm going to say. Plus, they have Jude Bellingham as well.
Although, all it takes is for Arsenal to score one goal. I'll tell you, it's game. It's one goal. One.
You know when I'm going to say it's game?
When?
When Madrid is 4-0 down on aggregate and it's like 80 minutes.
4-0 down on aggregate, 80 minutes.
That's the only time when
but
I'm
you see,
gonna say
80th minute is between 85 and 90. No, because we end 90.
80th
minute is when they'll come in clutch.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they haven't scored by the 80th minute, then I'm gonna say it's game. Anything before that, I refuse. I have
because obviously
stronger.
With Madrid, you don't want to play defensive. There, good luck.
But if you play offensive, counter. They're the fastest players alive.
Who?
Madrid.
Yeah, that's the problem. Because you have Vinicius on your left, Mbappe down the center, you have Rodrigo.
Just remember how this team lost. They lost because of two free kicks.
Fair enough.
That they weren't expecting.
Arsenal went from corners to free kicks.
They are away. The other one was I believe, a corner rebound or something. Or like a. So they lost very weird.
Yeah.
So if this team is on tonight. Oh my gosh.
You know, I think this is a game that I need to... Something needs to happen, but I need to watch this match.
No, I need to watch it. I'm going to make a plan.
I need to watch this match. And then going on to the Inter game.
The Inter one, we also don't know. We also don't know. Bayern lost the first leg, and now they're going to Italy.
Bro, do you not defense?
the kind of team you don't want to go into the second leg with while being behind is an Italian team.
Yeah.
So,
and bro, I've seen Inter's defense. Like, it's crazy. I remember once I was speaking to DJ Sticks. I think it was early this year or last year when there was some matchup that was happening between... it was a Milan derby.
Yeah.
So it was Inter versus AC Milan. Yeah, bro, Inter's defense is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
AC Milan got a whooping. yeah.
So tonight will be very nice.
Tonight is going to be interesting. We want to see some Olise things there.
Some Harry Kane. Leroy Sané clutch stuff there. Or Marcus Thuram.
Controversial though. Even though, let's say Arsenal manages to pull off beating Real Madrid, I still don't see them winning this UEFA.
It's not theirs to win. If there's one team that I'm confident about right now, it's Barcelona.
Barcelona.
That's the team that I believe.
Hey, that's a long time coming.
Unless they go up against Madrid, which they've been beating Madrid.
Yeah.
But the one stage is UEFA. Madrid in UEFA, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It is never... I have not seen a team that has owned Madrid in
just
a long
time. Just know, if Madrid beats Arsenal... We already know who's the Champions League winners. No debate.
Again.
Because this means that they pulled off a 3-0 comeback against a top flight English team, which has been known to bottle stuff, by the way. So, technically, should we be surprised? Maybe not so much. Hopefully. But...
Because I just don't think Arsenal has the team yet to contain a
Real Madrid.
And on Real Madrid. Like
I mean,
like
William Saliba.
Like a guns blazing Real Madrid.
William Saliba.
Yeah, but then.
What other defenders?
I mean.
Gabriel. Those two only.
I mean, they just don't have the manpower.
Yeah.
They just don't have the manpower. This team has destroyed a lot of big teams. So
at this point, just put Saka on Mbappe.
Do something, man. But we will be here next week.
Yep.
Same time, same place. Hopefully with good news that Madrid is out. But
I don't wish for Madrid to be out. As much as I'd like...
I wish they do.
As much as I'd like to laugh at Real Madrid fans because of their overconfidence, I don't want Arsenal to win this.
I want Arsenal to win this match, but then lose the next.
And lose the next.
Oh,
can't bank on that. If Arsenal versus PSG, Arsenal's going to the final.
No.
Arsenal's going... Hot take, Arsenal's going to the final. If they verse PSG, Arsenal's going to the final.
No way. France.
Okay. I'm telling you, bet on it.
It's fine. We will see the results next week and we'll be back.
All right. Some more. Peace.
Peace.
Active FM is everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts. Get involved in interesting discussions. Voice your opinions and get updates by following us on social media.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.